When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
98FM's Kieran O'Connor is with me in studio to take a look back at some of the things that happened, some of the big events, some of the items that launched in this week in history. Good afternoon, Kieran. How
afternoon.
Are you?
Afternoon.
How are you set for the bank holiday weekend?
I'm looking forward to a few days off. That's really, what I'm looking forward to. Feed up, watching telly, just pigging out on food, and that's my weekend.
Doing nothing.
Doing nothing. And I can't wait.
Sometimes you need a weekend of doing nothing, don't you?
It's important. Just reset. Yeah. Do you know what I want to do?
Go on.
I'm looking forward to doing a few washes. A few clothes washes. That's how exciting my weekend is.
Oh, you're so easily pleased, Kieran.
It's the little things
that
in life.
That is deadly. A few washes. Yeah. Well, now, you're starting with the Rubik's Cube.
I want to throw it back 41 years ago this week, the 29th of March, 1983. The thing that bothers me so much, it's something I got many moons ago off Santa Claus and I left in the corner because I couldn't solve it. It is the Rubik's Cube. It got patented this week in history, 41 years ago. So Erno Rubik was a Hungarian sculptor who created this toy. He started off as the Magic Cube and then he sold it. The idea, which later became the Rubik Cube, debuted at the New York Toy Fair and it became one of the greatest selling puzzles of all time. 450 million cubes sold worldwide. Now, they're official cubes. I'm sure there's knockoff cubes and everything else.
Yeah.
Every household has one.
41 million. 450 million.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot. Have you ever?
I don't think, I think probably was one or two knocking around the house at some point. It was never a major fan though.
Nor was I. Mm. I did have one and the only way I could solve it was taking the little stickers off and sticking them all back on in the right order. I couldn't. I had
a cheat.
I was a cheat. I was a cheat. However, the record for solving the Rubik's Cube stands with Max Parker, who is a Korean-American. 3.13 seconds to solve a Rubik's Cube. That's how good this guy is.
Yeah.
Or if you're into solving it with your feet, some people are. Someone has solved the Rubik's Cube in 36 seconds.
With their feet?
With their feet. So there you go.
I hate
that's
feet,
what we need at lunchtime of a Thursday.
Yeah, there you go. That's gas. It's it is something, though, I think it was probably in every household, wasn't it?
Every household had one. I know we had one, but as I said, I was no good at it. I want to go back now with a clip. Let's go back 20 years this week.
I think it'll be good for the country at the end of the day. And I'm the devil for the cigarettes I eat, but sure, we'll have to live with it.
I think it's a good thing, all right. Like, it might give me incentive to give them up altogether, so hopefully now it'll be.
Try to give them up anyway, and this is just the extra little bit of bonus. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it'll go well.
It's something that I'm very glad to see that we don't see anymore. But 20 years ago this week, the 29th of March, the smoking ban was introduced by Minister for Health Micheál Martin, where you could no longer smoke in pubs, in restaurants, on public transport, in bars, in public buildings, taxis, the works. It was ruled out. And personally, I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah,
I'm
delighted. Absolutely. That yeah.
I remember I was a lot younger, but you would come out of pubs, bars and restaurants stinking of cigarette smoke.
I was in peak, this really changed the face of kind of socialising, I think, for us, because I would have been in college at the time. So we were in peak socialising, going out era, out probably 3-4 nights a week. And I remember when the smoking ban came in, and then of course you had the introduction of the smoking area, and I was somebody who, not a lot of my friends, high proportion of my friends were smokers. I actually never smoked, but a lot of my friends did. So all of a sudden now, you're no longer smoking in the nightclub. You're now smoking out in the new smoking area, somewhere that I spent, I would say, the vast majority of my time, because I was obviously out there with all my friends, with my mates, That's where the crack was. So despite the fact that I love the smoking ban that came in, sure, I spent my whole time in the smoking area.
Well, I'm someone who does the exact same. Never smoked, never plan on doing it either. But even now, to this day, none of my friends smoke, but we always find ourselves venturing out to the smoking area. It seems where the fun gathers and you have the crack, even though it's -2 degrees outside, but you still venture outside. But we no longer have to hide away from cigarette smoke inside. I was actually talking to a colleague from 98FM and he was saying, back in the day, radio stations used to allow smoking inside. Imagine coming in here now and just lighting up a cigarette. People would run you out of the place.
Oh yeah, it is gas. Like, look, absolutely, no doubt about it. It was a great thing. I want to chat to people too about this. We're going to be talking about the smoking ban after one, and I'd love to hear your own memories of it, particularly if you worked in the hospitality industry. It's 087 1400 106.
Let us now go back 135 years. The 31st of March, 1889, when the Iron Lady was introduced to Paris. The Eiffel Tower was officially opened. Gustav Eiffel was the designer and the builder. It started in 1887, ended in 1889. And when it opened, the lift wasn't ready. So people who went to visit, it took them an hour to scale up many sets of stairs to see the top of the Eiffel Tower, which is 135 years open this week.
It's pretty spectacular.
I've never seen it. I've never been to Paris. It's something I would like to see. You are one of the 6 million visitors that they get a year.
I was there last January. Now, I went over to the Eiffel Tower, but we didn't actually go up it last year. But the previous time I was there, which might have been about 12 years ago, we did. The steps are tough going, though.
I can imagine so.
There is a lift.
Yes, there is now. Take the lift if you can. It is the most visited paid monument in the world. 25,000 people a day heading up. I would like to see it eventually, but initially when Gustav Eiffel was given the permit, this was a structure that was only supposed to be in Paris for 20 years. It was supposed to be dismantled in 1901.
Okay.
And what actually happened, the city of Paris took it over and said, no, we like it, we're going to keep it. And thankfully they did.
If you do go, a little hack, there's like a, you know, a restaurant or a coffee shop towards the top of it. It's pretty pricey though. But if you go to any of the like back streets, there's, you know, the restaurants and bars that also have little rooftop places that are much more affordable and like less expensive. And you get exactly pretty much the same views.
That's what we're here to do. Save a few, Bob.
Now, probably one of the most annoying children's TV shows of all time.
Dinky Winky.
Hinky Winky.
Dipsy.
La
La.
La La.
Po. Ah. Teletubbies. Hello.
There was venom in that when you said it's the most annoying show.
You know, it was after my time, but my sister is 5 years younger than me, and this was in her era.
Yeah, it was slightly after my time. Desperate. I remember it on the TV on a VHS player, but Teletubbies came into our life this week, 27 years ago, the 31st of March, 1997. It was a popular British TV show which involved Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala and Po in their wild little land, and they had Nunu, who was their vacuum cleaner, and there was a child in the sun. It was a total mad TV show when you think about it. And they went around daily life eating porridge or whatever they used to have. But it ran for from 97 up until 2001.
It's a good run.
It was a good run. Out of that, they also got a number one UK single out of that, which remained in the top 75 for 32 weeks, selling over a million copies. So clearly people were buying this. Yeah. I don't know if they were buying it maybe for their kids so they could put the tape in the car or play it around the house, but it was a massive number one hit.
There you go. Do you remember your sort of early childhood TV show? Your favourite?
Oh, my early...
I was Bosco.
I couldn't.
Without question.
Hand. No. I think I was never big into TV. I was always into my music.
Really?
Even as a kid, I always had VHS players and my parents always had music playing in the house.
There
so music was always my thing.
Listen, enjoy your bank holiday weekend.
And
hope
you
get
too.
All that washing done. Ciarán O'Connor from 98FM. Thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy.
Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.